The peak body representing nurses has issued a warning to remote hospitals and health organisations to protect their staff against violence. It comes after a coronial inquest into the murder of South Australian nurse Gail Woodford urged better protection for outback health workers. Catherine Gregory reports.
An emotional plea from a man whose wife was brutally murdered 5 years ago.
It's important that these recommendations are acted on, so no other family have to go and to endure the we have.
That's Keith Woodford talking to reporters outside the coroner's court in Adelaide after the final report into his wife's death was handed down. 56-year-old Gail Woodford was working as a nurse in the remote South Australian town of Fregon on the APY lands when she was raped and murdered by Dudley Davey in March 2016.
The coroner has found that Gail was murdered while doing exactly what she was employed to do.
Mrs. Woodford was on call and working alone at night when she responded to Davey's call for medical help. Davey came to her home and abducted her.
He also found that she should not have been required by Nana for help to treat men alone at night. If she hadn't been required to do that, her death might have been prevented. Welcome the coroner's recommendation that Nanaimo Health and the government look at making sure that no remote nurse is required to do call-outs, whether at day or at night.
That was one of the deputy coroner's 12 recommendations directed at the Nanaimo Health Council, which employed Mrs. Woodford. The inquest heard that APY Lands Police had warned council management to not allow nurses to work alone given the violence in the community, and that it had never done a risk assessment of nurses working alone. Since Mrs. Woodford's murder, the South Australian government established Gail's Law in 2019, which requires a second responder during out-of-hours or unscheduled medical call-outs in remote communities. The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation is pleased that the coroner's recommendations have taken this legislation further. The CEO of this South Australian branch, Elizabeth Dabars, thinks it should be replicated across the country.
We're really distressed that Gail's Law is even required. The fact of the matter remains that employers have an absolute obligation under occupational health, safety and welfare law to put in place arrangements that protect their workforce. And the reality is that is simply not happening. We have been absolutely appalled by the situation where nurses and midwives and care workers continue to be subject to violence on a daily basis.
Ms. Dabars says that means occupational work, health and safety laws need to be better used to prevent violence against health workers. She does also welcome the coroner's recommendation for permanent police presence in Fregon.
And I do think that the recommendations relating to better communication and integration of information between police and health services is certainly absolutely necessary.
But when asked about the government's response, South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says it's still considering the recommendations.
So we already have a permanent police presence on the APY lands. We have a large number of communities and they're serviced in a model which has been put in place by the police commissioner. We do reflect on that from time to time and we will be mindful of the recommendations.
He wouldn't comment on a particularly controversial recommendation, which is to ban high-risk offenders from the APY lands. In a statement to PM, the general manager of the APY Executive Board, Richard King, says there's not capacity under the APY Land Rights Act to ban its own people from the region. But the board does call for permanent policing and says it's putting in better safety measures.
Catherine Gregory with that report.